It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt. I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
Yeah, a little Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes, the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. Live on CWERadio.com. Cinco de Mayo. I'm Derek. With me as always. Hello? Is your mic on? Oh. Matt's here somewhere.
Hello?
Kevin?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello?
And Steve.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, now I'm on.
Hello?
You going to get the guy?
I'm going to get the guy.
Going to get the guy. So, Matt, you're totally off? I can't hear you. Yes or no? I can't hear you.
Good one.
Looks like we got a bum cord. I don't know.
Más cervezas, por favor.
I don't have any more. Oh. Yeah. What? No, try it.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Wow.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Unbelievable. Are we like the troubleshooting epic fail weekend?
I muted you because I thought it was the extra mic, but it wasn't. So, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo, the day after Star Wars Day.
Oh, the fucking Star Wars Day.
And we have a special guest walking in right now. We just couldn't wait. Sorry. Walking by there. Wait for him to get set up.
Saddle up?
Yeah, I'm back. Hell yeah, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Michael. You're not on?
Now it's on.
From the Rabblecast.
Mike Quest from Rabblecast. Sorry we didn't get officially introduced.
Yeah.
Dude, it's all right. I took the wrong fucking 30 to get down here.
Oh.
Oh.
You
know. Not the 3-6, the 3-5.
Yep.
Yeah, you can get there from here.
Yeah.
We're kind of dead smack in the middle.
Yeah. So you guys are drinking Mexican classic.
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra.
Mm-hmm. For Cinco de Mayo.
For Cinco de Mayo. Fuck the French, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like 1774. It's a pretty good beer.
Never had it.
I had it
recently. Is it Mexican?
No, it's French.
Oh.
French.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the French. I get it.
French fries.
Let me fix my camera.
Can we? You want to be on camera? You want to squeeze in?
I don't care if I'm on camera or not.
Okay.
You don't want to see this mug right now.
Whoa.
You're a handsome fella.
You're beautiful, brother.
I don't know. I took a nice shiner to the face today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fighting?
Yeah, you know, the normal shit.
Yeah. Bars, the alleyways.
Yeah. The wife.
Oh, shit. Kids. Other people's wives. So, Mike, you're a wrestler.
Yes, I am.
Along with these two rude dudes. And I'm the only guy who's not a wrestler.
Well, you were.
He has been in the ring.
I got lost on the way to the bathroom, and I ended up in the ring.
Put it this way. you probably have more training than a lot of guys that are in the ring right now. On indie shows, I should say.
Probably, yeah. From the legendary Iron Mike Sharp. Yeah.
Who taught you how to take a chair shot.
Yes.
Yes.
Not by choice. So, no, I got nothing. You guys did a show yesterday and today?
What's your shirt say?
I don't know. You want to read it?
Midget hookers charge half the price.
Yes. Damn straight.
Oh. It's true. Well,
I wouldn't pay full price.
I would.
For late
I'd pay
pizza.
Double.
I'd fucking pay triple. You know, I always see links to midget porn on the internet. I never click them.
Why
really?
Not?
I can't. I don't know. They scare me.
They're. But you watch the China porn.
Well.
Well, there really isn't that big of a selection of midget porn anymore. I mean, anymore. The top. Yeah, not anymore.
It's always like the same five thumbnails. You're like, all right, that's it.
Exactly. I mean, Bridget the Midget was the biggest.
I don't think the biggest is the
biggest. She was the biggest midget porn star.
Biggest
right?
little porn star in the country. Because
she's adorable.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the biggest, topping off at
I'm
3 foot
sorry.
Eight.
I did see one.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't realize it was a midget until halfway through. She was a blonde chick. I didn't realize until she went down on her back and I saw she had. She was like.
You just thought it was a young girl.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is great. No, she just looks like a tiny person.
Oh, that's awesome. She's 7. Wait, why is there all that hair down there?
What Whoa. Is that? No, she just looked like a tiny... I don't think she's really a midget. I think she's a dwarf.
Maybe.
I think there's a market for midget porn because of the relation to little kids. So for me, it's warped and disgusting.
I don't know about that.
No.
It's just different.
Midgets are usually very strange looking. They don't look like they don't look like adults or children. They look like midgets.
Yeah, you look at a midget with pigtails and you tell me that's a 7-year-old.
I think I'd rather bang like a chick with Down syndrome.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
all right. What? That's illegal.
Than a midget?
That's a whole different kind of porn right
yeah.
there.
Well, hold on, it's illegal to bang a chick with Down syndrome?
No, to videotape it and distribute it on the internet, I'm sure.
But what if they
no,
want
I'm not going
to.
That far.
Well,
I'm just
it's
saying
the whole consent thing, just like how they can't go to hell because
wow.
they don't actually know that they're sinning.
Well, what if their parents sign a release?
They're like animals.
Then they'll go to jail.
So what you're saying is heaven's filled with retards?
Yes. No, they're all, they're, as far as the eye can see.
They were all in purgatory, but since they got rid of that, then where'd they go?
I don't know. A truck stop in Des Moines, Iowa.
They got rid of purgatory, huh? Man, the economy hits hard everywhere.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Downsizing.
Downsizing.
Yeah. Oh. You're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That.
Well, go, mm. It wasn't the cleverest one. Somebody just walked by the window. Oh, then people
eat. What?
Is so it I the
just,
pizza guy?
No, I just saw somebody order pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, I could go for a pizza.
Yeah, we got any pizza here?
I don't know. This camera's bothering me.
What's wrong with it?
Eh, it's too high. It's too low. Yeah,
now that's a face.
Anyway.
Yeah, it looks good.
So what else is going on? You guys wrestled yesterday?
And Friday.
And Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And you wrestled today?
Yeah, I wrestled today.
God damn, nice. You guys are busy.
Yeah, it's a lot of wrestling.
We got to wrestle Friday and Saturday next week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saturday. St. Catharines.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be
I'll
there.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Big Van Vader.
You guys are booked on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking cocksuckers.
Hometown, brother.
Oh, that's all right. I ain't gonna knock on that then.
Better not.
Why?
Do you have something else lined up for us?
What?
Did you have something else lined up for us?
No, I don't have anything.
You want to come?
I'll show up and Kyle line it will get put on. It's cool.
And then you'll have to sit and wait because he's your rag.
Yep.
So what happened to him? Was it Friday night?
Yeah, it was
we
Friday
did a
night.
Show Friday night, and he rode up with a guy who got added to the show, but happened to be the guy who drove him to the show.
That's had to wait the whole time.
Yeah.
That was well worth that tag match, though.
Who'd you ride up with, Kyle?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wrestled Kyle.
He's like my favorite one in the locker room now. He's fantastic.
He's a good worker.
Oh, is that New Wave's brother?
Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, Matt, on Friday, I see his name's Kyle. I see him go up to the second rope with B. Firm in a fall away slam position and did a moonsault.
Oh, old Scott Steiner move. That's awesome.
Why? He used to do that?
Yeah, Scott Steiner used to do that way back in the day in Japan.
I wanted Jeez. To do it, but I couldn't.
Well, fuck you. You could do a fucking moonsault, a standing moonsault. Oh. I can't fucking.
I wanted that move, though. Like, that was so cool, but I couldn't find anybody willing to do it.
Well, Kyle did it, and the first time I ever saw it, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Friday's show was particularly interesting, and I'm sure we have all of our highlights. Mine in particular was me and Jimmy Storm were the first in the building, and we walk into the gym, and he's like, oh, I think this is the locker room. And he walks in, and he walks out, and he goes, oh, I think this is the girls' locker room. And I said, well, what makes you say that? And he says, well, the toilet is full of blood.
Well, then Derek shit there.
Maybe.
No, I'm more like somebody might have miscarried.
In the toilet?
What? No, come on now.
What is this, prom
it was
night?
It was brutal.
Yeah.
And the whole locker room just stank.
Ugh.
It was like violently bad.
Like just fucking cheddar butt.
Yeah. And dead
cheddar
fetus
butt.
Wow. Blood bowl.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple of the fans try to steal our 8x10s.
Steal them.
Yeah.
They want
the
them.
What the fuck are they going to do with them?
Well, listen. It was a darker show than normal.
and he's
dark
not
matches?
Talking about the lighting.
Oh.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Oh.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, at least nobody took a swing at you.
No, that's not true.
I mean, your wallet, but.
Ew. No.
Well, you know the story.
Well,
better.
The show's over, and we were in the main event, and you know, no big deal, right? I'm getting undressed, and somebody's like, "There's a fan waiting at the table. They want to buy something." So I go out there,
dick in hand,
in my socks. Yeah,
what's up?
And it's like, hey, and it's two ladies and a kid, and I assume it's the mother of the kid's like, how much is that picture? And I'm like, $5. And she's like, I don't have any money on
me. Good Lord, it's a lot of money.
And I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, then have a good night. And I go,
I give you a dollar and I just look at you for a while.
No, her response was even better. I can walk home and go get some money. And I'm like, all
right. So right off the bat, she has no vehicle.
Yeah.
Or is she saying, like...
Well, she's like, I live around the corner. It's fine. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll just see you next show. And yeah. She's like, no. I'll be quick. Don't worry. I'm literally around the corner. So she leaves the kid and the other lady at the table.
And real quick, just let me interrupt there. When she left the kids, I came out from the locker room. And they were being annoying. So I started to ask them which Sandy victim they stole their clothes from.
Oh.
Yeah. Just, you know, I was keeping the heel thing going. You know?
Yeah.
That was solid.
Yeah,
well, nice. I'm on my way back to the, and this is, she tells me she's leaving. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go finish getting dressed. I'll see you when you come back. I start walking back to the locker room and I look back.
There we go, round one.
Jesus, Mike.
That was Mike. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Now you have to put your lips on your own fucking fart.
He does it every week.
You don't think that the little sponge is gonna absorb?
No.
It's a flavor saver.
One every time. Okay. Everybody refuses to use it.
But yeah, I would refuse to use it too.
I refuse to keep it in the box. I have a separate box that goes outside.
So I look back, and the little kid is holding my picture and walking away from the table. So I turn around and look back, and he sees me looking at him and just slowly like reaches back and puts it back on the stack of pictures. And sure enough, this lady walked to her house and came back with $5.
I don't think she did that.
I'm pretty sure she just went back to school.
I think she went to the fucking behind the school and blew some dude for fucking $5.
She went to the 7-Eleven up the street real quick.
I gotta
get
an 8x10.
Mm-hmm. She cashed out her EBT card.
Oh, shit.
Can I get money back? You're not supposed to get money back on EBT. I'm sorry.
But I gotta get a guru dude's picture.
Okay.
Man, that is not a necessity.
I'll take a loaf of the stale bread and a Diet Coke.
Day old bread. Some Diet Coke and a two rude dude 8x10.
And $5 change.
All right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
Oh, lordy low.
Trying to steal 8x10. I mean, I would see if they were trying to steal, like, T-shirts or, you know, you had, like, bracelets and all kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
Jacket. But 8x10s, like, what are they going to do with them? Try to resell them?
Hang on the wall.
Yeah, roll them up and do blow.
I mean, you should be flattered, I guess. Someone was trying to steal your product.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Metallica wasn't flattered when Napster was around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you tell them, Steve.
Metallica wasn't popular when all this happened either. So this is how they got back on the mainstream.
That's true.
No
way, everybody
man.
Forgot about Metallica.
Fucking Load and Reload.
Garage.
Tell me about
Garage
it.
Load again.
Yeah. Reloading again.
And then we wrestled again last night.
Yeah, we did.
We re-won the belts again, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah. No big deal.
Clutch and Wiggle were there.
Yes, Clutch just told me in the chat. Clutch and Wiggle were present.
Which
and they will be present this coming Saturday.
And hopefully Wiggle brings money this time to buy a ring jacket.
Yeah, that guy.
He was dying to buy it. He was trying it
a
on.
Ring
he
jacket?
Was, yeah, he was walking a runway with it.
Oh, your ring jackets?
Yeah. I think, what, do you have, like, one left?
Did you, what?
How many we got
a whole
left?
Box of them.
Yeah.
No, no, one left. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he better act quick.
Yeah.
He better walk home and get some money. Mm.
But, yeah, he was doing the whole runway thing up and down, you know, showing off that he's got the jacket on.
Yeah.
And then Clutch is like, just take it off, man. I'm not paying for it.
There was a very nice picture of Steve and I with Clutch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
What?
Half nice.
What? What? Who?
I look like an animal.
Yeah, if my
the
injuries...
The one that's on Facebook?
If my injuries weren't
Kev
enough to make
great.
Me want to stop wrestling.
Steve looks scared.
No, I look plump and...
Hang on, I gotta see this.
That's like a typical Corey Havoc pose.
Yeah, but he looks bigger than ever.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, I'm going to my trap off real quick.
Yeah, exactly. If my injuries weren't enough to make me want to quit, now I don't have traps, so I'm out.
Kev's like borderline TV ready in that picture. So,
yeah, I saw the picture.
You got your basics down though, brother?
No, nothing wrong with it. He looks humongo.
Oh, Kevin looks big.
Nice shoulders. Yeah. Let me see your side head though.
I actually was holding my breath for about 30 seconds in that picture.
Sucking your gut in?
I was trying. And right, I had to let it out right when the picture came.
And they're just like, wait, hang on. Let me focus. He's like, mind if I
hang you? Yeah, Wiggle couldn't figure out how to press the take picture button.
Because he was wiggling.
Yes.
Bruh. Clutch is also asking if Rabblecast would like to join the CWE team.
Hey, would you like to join the CWE team?
What the fuck's CWE?
Shh, quiet.
That's who we work for, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And stream your show live.
Stream your show through them.
Stream
them
live, huh?
And then he promotes your show and stuff.
He promotes the show and everything? I need to talk to this person.
Yeah, well, you'll see him on Saturday.
No, he won't. I'm not booked.
Oh. If I'm not booked, I'm not coming.
But Kyle will be.
Yeah, if Kyle's not even booked, he'll just show up and he'll get put on the show.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's cool. It's whatever.
it's whatever.
At least I know who has a hard-on for who now.
Damn.
Wow.
Did you come here to vent?
Nah, I didn't come here to vent. I don't give a shit. It's whatever. I wrestled 2 shows today, 2 tapings. Had a great time.
Wow.
Best matches.
Ever.
Damn straight.
Goddamn straight.
Yeah.
Goddamn bird believer.
It's good.
Nice. Anything else going on?
I didn't get to sleep much last night.
Why?
Well, we did the show, and then we went out. We got a couple beers, and then I go home. It's about 1 in the morning.
It was Cuatro de Mayo, so got to get some beers.
Yeah. Well, I finally lay my head down, and I get woken up by my dog barking.
Okay.
And so Jen lets her out, and I go back to sleep. And I'm woken up again, and the dog is barking again, but now outside the window. So I'm just like, fuck it. She probably sees something. Whatever. Go back to sleep. Wake up again, and Jen's screaming for the dog to get back inside. And I'm like, oh, she's going to get the dog inside. I'm not worried about it.
Can we guess what was outside?
What was outside?
Ooh, I want to go first. I never get to guess.
Yeah, Derek never gets to guess.
Oh, what was outside?
You might as well go last and think harder.
Yeah, Matt, you go first.
Skunk?
No.
Kev? Oh, wait, you know.
Was it the lawnmower gnome that came over and fixed your lawnmower?
Nope. Lawnmower is fixed.
Oh, really?
I'm so happy about it.
Nah, you lucky bastard.
All right.
I'm going to go with a toddler.
No.
I'm going to go with a couple of black kids looking for 8x10s.
Whoa! Yes.
Yeah, win!
And because dogs hate black people.
Well, apparently.
No, it was a possum, and my dog was fucking it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That gray hair and those fucking white eyes all over the place.
And Jen couldn't see what it was, so she's like, Lucy's got something. I don't know what it is.
But it's bleeding.
Mm. So I threw on my shoes, and I go out there with a lantern and a hammer.
And I'm like, is this fucking 1856?
Where the red fern grows.
Wow.
What?
So she drops it and she runs away.
The red goats are coming.
Elijah, get back in the house.
Elijah. So she drops it and runs away, and it like scurries off. And now I don't want to touch her.
Yeah.
So I take her inside.
Those things are dirty.
I grab her by her collar and I put her in her cage and I wash my hands, and I'm like, I can't just leave her sitting there. I don't know what could be on her. So then I give her a bath, and by the time it's all done, it's 5 in the morning, and then...
Ugh.
My sleep is ruined.
That's it. So you kicked her a couple times.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah. For waking you up.
Yeah.
You totally could have handled this without me.
Dude, I had one of them possums on my back porch one time, just like clinging onto the deck. And then, so I filled up a pot of water, and I just fucking splashed it.
Should have boiled it first.
And it fell like 15 feet. It was awesome.
Oh, possums. Yeah. Now, do they carry rabies?
I actually found out no.
Oh. That's just the coons, right?
Yep. The coons, some squirrels.
Raccoons.
The domesticated animals.
Yes.
Oh, raccoon!
I hate when people automatically see a raccoon and say, "Oh my God, it has rabies," because that's not the case either.
Well, if you
see they can still fuck you up.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't want to be in a dark alley with a coon. What?
Sorry, Mike. This isn't. We don't.
No, you can't
we're not
this stuff.
He's used to it.
I'm used to it. It's whatever.
Wait, what?
I mean, we had to cut down the, like, you know, the rabblecast a little bit compared to what we used to do it, because we wanted people to come on the show and actually do it.
Yeah.
See, we've always thought about doing that, and then we're just going to
I mean, no more dead wrestling jokes, no more racist, well, a little bit of racist jokes.
No more dead wrestling jokes?
No, that's all we do.
You're not
going to book dead wrestlers.
We wouldn't have a show if we couldn't do that.
Look, I'm not going to lie. After the Scott Hall incident at the Ring Legends with the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
And the guy made the Owen Hart joke. I was just like, yeah, I'm done. No more dead wrestling jokes.
Oh, shit. Oh. Wow.
So,
how many shows do we have named after dead wrestlers?
Quite a few. It is quite a few.
Or dead wrestler appendages.
Well, we do it. We do all that, even with regular celebrities in a different... Like, we say things that are insulting to everybody else, but it's in our own way tributing them.
Yeah. And, you know,
if we don't insult you, we probably don't like you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Truth be told, we kind of pigeonhole ourselves in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to do the dead wrestler envelope, like, every other week.
Nice.
So, and we would do, like, a little giveaway to where, like,
Hernandez. Two tickets to the funeral?
We're personally going to fly you out.
An autographed satin pillow?
Yeah, exactly. We're personally going to bring you to the
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
I've always wanted to do a show where we have the Dead Wrestler Royal Rumble, where we have a timer set, buzzer goes off, and the next person has to name a dead wrestler.
Who's it going
to
be?
And we'll go through 30 of them.
How come you never said that?
It's kind of hard to do.
We should do a Dead Wrestler Royal Rumble and then like play Pogs or something.
Pogs.
Do we like roll dice to see who gets thrown over or not?
Yes.
That would be good too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be, it would be 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So would you have the minute to name the rest? Because it would get hard towards the end.
It probably would.
Yeah. How does this game work?
2 minutes. It would be the first hour of the show.
How does this work?
Yeah. Every 2 minutes.
Now, but do you get like, if you name the same wrestler, do you get like eliminated or something? Or do we get to see who can name the most?
Yeah, maybe like one of your previous wrestlers gets eliminated or something like that. We'd have to figure out.
You know what though?
You could probably figure this out
pretty quickly, and we could probably do it in the second hour.
Wow.
I already.
That's intriguing.
But what's the gist? You hear the bell and you got to name a dead wrestler.
You hear the buzzer goes off. We could have it set on the computer, and we just go off every 2 minutes, and then the next person on us to name another dead wrestler.
And you have the 2 minutes to come up with it.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you're eliminated. So it would just be a battle royal, really, between us.
Yeah.
I would just start.
Let's
naming,
fucking do it.
I would just start naming wrestlers from the 40s and 50s that I know are absolutely dead.
This guy has to be dead.
I mean, it's not hard to have the rules. The rules are there. If you repeat a wrestler or you can't think of one, you're done, and that's it.
Yeah.
But we'd have to figure out ways to eliminate Ludwig von Hammerclaw.
Well, you got to think about it. In the past, 20 years, there's probably been over like 50 top wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
So you should probably do, because as Eric says, I'm so used to commenting with Eric, as Kevin says, he can name people fucking 30s.
Sure.
I want people that fucking either hung themselves, killed themselves.
No, unnatural deaths.
Yeah, they were murdered.
There's over 100 since 1985 unnatural deaths.
How about we do like pick a decade that they were in? Yeah, start from a year.
Do a cutoff. They had
80s to now.
Yeah, relevant wrestlers.
Yeah,
sure.
So wait, is Classy Freddie Blassie out?
Well, he was part of the 80s as a manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he fucking died of a natural heart attack.
He was very old.
So? That was brought on by bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I don't think any are natural.
Anyway.
How about this?
Oh, he was just mowing
the
grass.
We can make a master list, and it's not on the master list. Then.
Yeah. And then at the end, we take all the wrestlers, and then we decide who would beat who and who would be the winner.
I don't think we need a master list. Like, we can literally just do this now. We can all agree it's a relevant wrestler.
To see whose wrestler wins. So after we have 30 wrestlers.
Like if you just say
up,
asshole Indy Armageddon, we're going to be like, okay, you're making that up. You're out.
Yeah. But no, but I'm saying, like, as we go through, we write down all the wrestlers.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we look at the list of 30 and we decide who would get eliminated and who would actually win the Rumble if all those wrestlers were in the Rumble. And whoever's wrestler wins.
Like I said, it's complicated, but I think we could do it.
Yeah. I think we should take time.
Yeah. Put this together.
Get a little clock up here.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Dead Wrestler Rumble. Get the logo. We'll do it for next week.
Nice. All right, whatever.
We'll do it. Huh. And Mike, if you want to come back and join.
Sure. This time I won't show up late, though.
What?
I can't promise that I actually won't show up late.
That's all right.
You can ask Fernandez. I'll show up when I want to.
Well, we'll do it on the second hour, so you have until 8:30. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right, there you go. Next week, Dead Wrestler Royal Rumble.
We could promote it, put the phone number up.
Maybe. Oh, wait, but if you want to bow out.
Oh, no. This isn't my show, so I'm good.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't know people getting wind of, Mike from Rumblecast is making fun of Dead Wrestler.
Did you hear that? Mike from Rumblecast.
Anyway.
I love Dead Wrestlers.
Clutch says, who's going to sponsor this one? White Castle again? Dude, White Castle was fucking sweet. Yeah, we told them about our burger eating challenge, and they sent us a box of swag to give away to the winner.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they even promoted it on their Twitter.
They did. They tweeted it out.
Yeah. And still nobody listened.
We did promos for that and everything?
Yeah.
So what was the contest about?
It was between us and who can eat the most.
Did Steve win?
No. Steve and I weren't in it.
You'd never believe who did win.
Yeah, you really wouldn't.
Was it Kev?
No.
Second place.
We thought we actually celebrated his victory
for
about 3 minutes.
We actually had a dusty finish.
It was a dusty finish.
No way.
We thought Kev won. We actually raised his hand, played the music.
Put the crown on me and everything.
And then we counted whose burgers.
Nicky Ocean's.
And he actually won.
By one.
By one burger.
He was like, wait a minute, I got these extra boxes.
You never saw the pictures?
No.
Oh, his gut was
a little bit stomach I got to hear.
I do have to point out,
he ate 24.
That was a whole work.
It was a known fact going into it that he was on performance enhancing drugs.
Yes. But we don't have regulations.
A little bit of the green.
You guys didn't check the eyes or anything before we started?
It wasn't any different than usual.
Yeah, no.
Oh man!
But yeah, that's all.
Appetite enhancement drugs,
appetite stimulant.
And I will let you know, Mike, and the listeners, that this isn't from cake and ice cream. This is from a disease, an autoimmune disease.
Oh my god!
Right? What is it?
Fucking get Dr. House to fix you.
My hypothyroid problem.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you heard of it. Hypo.
Yeah, that's up on YouTube. The White Castle Challenge. You can see the whole thing.
It's not as.
I'd show you some pictures, but. He won't give us the Wi-Fi password, so I can access my Instagram.
See the whole filthy, disgusting thing.
Yeah. We should do that again.
I went to the gym the next day, and I swear my sweat smelled like onions.
Yeah,
I bet you it did.
It was fucking awful.
The worst thing was that when I moved to my apartment, the gym I was going to was behind a fucking White Castle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It was behind the White Castle.
What a smart gym.
Every single time that you left, all you kept on thinking was just like, do I go to like the subway across the street or do I just like walk over to White Castle?
The ghost of Jared is like, no, come here.
No, the ghost of Jared is eating at White Castle.
Yeah. I can't wait till he's dead.
Yeah.
I had enough of that guy.
And you know, as soon as he dies, he's going to be like, was it because of Subway sandwiches?
You know, he got gastric bypass and shit.
No, would we consider him a dead wrestler? Because didn't he host like a Raw one time?
He did.
Yeah.
Wrestling
personality. I
mean, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he'd be inducted to the Hall.
That's true. He could do it. Yeah.
Hall of Fame eligible.
Yeah. Well, then so is Pee Wee Herman.
Oh,
he's not in there already.
He should be. Definitely should be.
Maybe
for no other reason than he got caught masturbating in a movie theater.
He wasn't masturbating,
and
he
wasn't in a movie theater. He was in a porn fucking movie.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but it's,
it wasn't like he whipped it out watching The Patriot. Oh, Heath. Ugh.
This kid's gonna go far.
He was watching a porn movie.
The Patriot.
Yeah, 30 other people were jerking off too.
Yeah. He got caught. Remember he had that like long goatee? He looked like the devil. Long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
He really let himself
He looked like he was in a rockabilly band.
Yeah,
but,
he did.
But then he shows up in court looking like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
But in court.
And it was,
he should have just showed up with the gray suit and the fucking bow tie. Should have.
And he should have busted his little fucking dance and fucking got out of there.
Everybody's like, oh, he's doing the thing. That's awesome.
I'm the fucking judge.
Pee Wee, how'd you get here? Large Marge sent me.
I was Pee Wee in first grade.
Were you?
For a Halloween.
There was nothing wee about you.
Nope. Well, there was back then. I was undersized back then.
I was pee freaking huge. Yeah. It's funny because we're fat.
Well,
I was Beetlejuice.
Unlike you, Derek, we weren't always fat.
Wait, I Beetlejuice the star?
The black midget?
No, not the black midget.
Oh.
Not the star.
That shit's about to blow up,
not
too.
Not Beetlegeist. Well, we won't know for...
What?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice? It's a star. Spelled with a G.
It's a big star.
What?
Like an actual star outside.
I get it now. What do you mean?
Outside.
Blow up?
It's a star outside.
Stars blow up.
I get it. They nova.
Super,
yes.
Supernova.
Well, they do several nova. Different things. We don't have to get into the...
How the fuck do you know it's going to supernova?
Into the technocrats, but they're pretty sure it's at the end of its lifespan. It's going to go...
Matt's been studying it for about 20 years.
So that's going to destroy our Earth.
No, it's pretty far away.
Not that far, but it's far.
Pretty fucking big, too.
Yeah.
How many times bigger than our sun?
Than the sun?
At least like
about 1,000.
A half dozen.
What?
Be a bit more than that.
Maybe not, that much.
You good?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being fat, bald, and unattractive.
Oh.
Derek took some selfies today.
I did. They're up on my Instagram if you want to hit me up. Scientists believe they may have found a cure for baldness.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yes,
me too.
Yep.
I think all of us except for Kevin.
Kev's got a nice head of hair.
Actually, me and Kev's
got
like
the
same hairline.
Here's the thing, though. Kev's got like what? Anywhere between 3 to 5 years behind us?
Yeah. Well, no, it is bad.
Is it?
I've effectively covered it up. No.
Really?
Can we see it? See,
he's actually got the same hairline as me.
Do you got the back or the V?
I got the fucking V.
See, I don't mind the... See, the V can look good, though.
Kev, you just have a mature hairline right now. That's all.
Yeah.
No. I have the fucking...
Kev, you got some fucking good hair.
I'm starting to get the Shawn Michaels unicorn.
Yeah.
just right here.
Strip, the little strip?
Yeah. No, I'm getting like a little circle right here to where it's just like I can just grow hair in this one spot.
How's the back of the head doing?
Back of the head's fine.
Yeah?
So.
Mm-hmm. That's what really killed me.
Me? 29.
29?
Yeah. You look older.
Thanks.
He looks more mature than
mature.
29.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
I actually thought you were like 27. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You know,
29, 24-year-old wife. It's good. Yeah,
that's cool.
Whoa. Ooh.
That works.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nice.
Cradle Robin.
Whoa.
All right. So, we went on our second date, and we were going through South River. And South River...
Wait, you and your wife?
Yeah. This is our second date ever.
Okay.
Going through South River. The fucking cops are pricked there. I was going 27. I got pulled over, and we're about 2 blocks from her fucking house. Cop asks for my ID, looks over at her, and says, can I have your ID? And at the time, I was 22 and she was 17.
Uh-oh.
And he looks at her and says, what are you doing with a 22-year-old? She's like, we went to the movies. We're going back home. My parents know that we're together. Fucking cop gave me 3 fucking tickets.
Nice.
What?
Oh, one for speeding.
Yeah.
The back of my truck, you couldn't really see out of, and I got another one for that.
Obstruction.
Yeah,
obstruction.
And then one for living the American dream.
Actually, you could have fought that because trucks, you don't even need a rear view.
Yeah.
They have oversized side mirrors for that reason.
No, I did fight it. I didn't get any points or anything. I just had to pay like fucking...
Out the ass.
Yeah, out the ass for it.
For like, you get all these tickets for your vehicle, but then you have to like pay money for bulletproof vest fund and shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
So how can I prevent from balding? Please tell me.
Well, and the picture that they use for this actually kind of looks like me. Like
five years
ago.
No, it doesn't look like you because that guy's got thin fingers.
Fuck.
What?
Don't even try. It's not fit. That's not fit the scale, man.
I think I figured this out. The cure for balding is
sulking.
Put your hand over your bald spot. Yeah. So nobody can say
desperate. What's up, guys?
you look great, man.
Thanks.
lean forward.
You've been using some good conditioner, maybe some biotin?
Yep. I got to get my hat.
By the way, speaking of hats, I'm wearing your hat.
Yeah, I don't know why you're still wearing it.
Yeah, which before the show, I put it on because of the high def cameras you got now.
What do you mean now? Hiding We've always had them.
Well, I looked over at Matt's computer and it was crisp as fuck.
That's because I cleaned the monitor a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you got all Matt's fucking burger burps off it.
crisp as fuck.
So
burger burps. just particles flying at
but just like a little cartilage.
Like a fucking Ren and Stimpy cartoon.
The lips just like vibrate.
But on the crispiness, on the crispiness, I saw my bald spot and I got self-conscious. I put your hat on, which you quickly told me I might want to take off. And when I asked why, you said, because you have ingrown hairs that burst in here.
Yes, I have ingrown hairs on my head that burst pus into my hat.
Oh! Yeah.
And you just went,
Yeah, I was grossed out, but I was too late. It was already on, so I left it on.
Yeah, so now you're just going to die with it on.
If Never I grow an ingrown hair, I'm coming after you, nigga.
Hey, I think it's an ingrown hair. I don't know. Could be something else.
Could be a fucking disgusting ulcer.
Just make sure you take it off before. Don't take it home.
I don't want to take it home.
For all
it
the
smells.
It does.
For all the technocrats back there, just getting back to it real quick, my blind guess was dead on. Beetlejuice is 1,000 times the size of the sun.
Wow.
50,000 times as luminous.
Wow.
It's and that very bright. Is almost as much weight as you.
Almost.
Sure. And is just as gassy.
So balding.
So.
Yeah, let's hear.
Yes, they found a way. Researchers found they were able to regrow hair on the bald patches of people's heads by injecting them with a solution derived from their own blood. They're calling this the vampire treatment, which is awesome. It involves taking blood from the patient and processing in a machine that extracts the platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, which is injected back into the head. And they believe the solution then stimulates new stem cells below the skin, which can aid in the regrowth of hair.
So this is called blood doping.
Yeah, kind of, on your scalp.
They did a similar thing for...
Scott Steiner's biceps?
Yeah, exactly. No, they do the same thing for facials for women, too.
Yeah, that's where they came up with the...
I got a better facial for the women.
Yeah. So you're saying I can just rub my jizz in my hair?
Yeah.
Do it up.
I'll try it.
Okay, what was that?
Do you got a lion or something up there?
I don't know.
Simba.
Anyway.
That was pretty
cool. So, I don't know. What
the cure for baldness is your own blood?
Yeah, kind of.
I'll try it if it's free.
I got plenty of my own blood.
Just pour it on my head, motherfucker.
But yet my hair's still going away.
Shampoo with blood every night.
You're actually not supposed to shampoo and condition your hair every night.
No. I use a fucking bar of Irish Spring original soap.
Wow.
I did try to soap my hair once as a kid.
Soak it?
A bar of soap.
Yeah?
No, not good.
I did. I've been doing it for years. Ever since I started losing my hair, I was like, fuck it. No shampoo for me. What am I shampooing?
Might dry your scalp out.
But. Yeah, it does. That's what the hat's for. Mm.
Gross.
That's why you got fucking ingrown hairs.
Yeah, probably.
Gross. Go back to shampoo, dirtbag.
Yeah.
Maybe a little
shampoo's a scam.
Maybe a little wire brush or something.
Fucking Brillo pad.
Yeah.
Gross. Buff that shit out.
So you guys think you would do this?
I would try it.
Yeah.
If it was 100%, definitely going to work, I'd do it.
I remember a while ago talking to you about going bald.
Yeah.
And you pretty much said, they're going to come out with a cure.
At some point.
Yeah, by the time we're bad enough.
Well.
I'm
still catching up.
Yeah, you're just like, anytime now.
Anytime I think of baldness cures, I just think of Idiocracy when they're talking about how society's falling apart because scientists give up on curing diseases and just try to figure out how to make boners harder and hair grow longer.
I could use that.
Did the stream go down?
What's that?
I'm running it. It's all black.
Mm. Oh, is it the Wi-Fi?
I think so.
Maybe you give me the password. I can figure it out.
It's Kev's hard.
All right,
it's back up now.
Okay.
Maybe it was just me.
It's probably just you.
Yeah, we'll go with that. They're doing this on people suffering from alopecia areata. Mm-hmm. Which affects about 2% of the population. They are the true 2%.
Isn't Ariata that roller derby girl from Delaware?
I thought that was the part around the nipple.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. That's my favorite part.
That's basically, so horny.
Basically, it's for people with a less common type of hair loss.
Well, that's what they're shooting for, I guess, so they get funding and stuff. You know, well, we need to help people with alopecia because it's horrible. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, really, they're just going to market to fat, bald guys.
Mm. I'd rather have alopecia at this point.
What the fuck is alopecia?
When they don't grow hair at all.
Oh.
Wait, I love that.
I thought that was, what's the disc, the like white hairs?
What?
Gray?
When it comes in like white patches.
Oh.
Isn't that like a like form
the
of?
Baby fine kind of hair?
Oh, no, that's ricotta cheese.
Oh, yeah. I was spitting that on my head.
Yeah. Good. Bulls on you.
No, alopecia is when you don't grow any hair anywhere on your body.
Oh, okay.
Well, not necessarily. That's
like, well, except for your pussy.
well, except for that. No, there's a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah.
There's like androgenic alopecia and like a couple other different things.
I'm actually been taking biotin lately.
What is that?
It's good.
It's not going to regrow my hair, but it's going to thicken my hair.
Yeah.
And make it grow faster. And it also is for your nails. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, I have to clip my nails almost two times a day now.
Two times a day?
Yeah.
No.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
No.
What are you, fucking Wolverine?
Just for like the first week I did. I clipped my nails, and then by the time I got home from work, I had to bite them down again.
I think I was on your head.
Might have been. Yeah. I might have missed a nail or two.
Yeah. Might have missed a nail or two.
Just do half of one. You're like, that's it.
I've seen people that have been taking biotin. I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking 6 inches of hair in like 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. But is that just that your head? Because I have hair that grows in a lot of other places where I wouldn't
want it to grow. Yeah, no, I worried about that too. But
yeah, if it's not topical, you can't really control where the hair grows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got a big fro ball now, but it's cool.
Fro ball Baggins.
So, biotin, man. It's in Target. It's in anywhere, you know? Just give it a shot.
Well, I use a shampoo that has biotin in it now, so.
I just take the pills, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into. Sometimes I crunch them up and snort them.
Nice. Nice.
I like to melt them and shoot them into my cock hole.
In the hole.
My urethra.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good urethra high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, Sheiky knows all about it.
I'm sure he does.
I'm snorting that coke.
Yep.
With his dick hole.
Yeah. So, in Brazil.
That's South America.
Brazil.
They have this thing. They're raising awareness about testicular cancer.
Mm. Ooh, I might have that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. So they decided to, get a mascot for testicular cancer awareness.
Yeah.
And
it's the Planish Peanut guy.
Oh
God!
What is that?
It's a Brazilian ball bag.
Mr. Balls.
Did they shave Grimace?
Mr. Balls is right there. It's with a young child.
It's young Jay Leno.
It looks like that Balls has two tits.
Wow.
So wait, when you get testicular cancer, it just gets all looking like that?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's how big they get. So this is their mascot.
It does look like Kevin
Balls. It's a big sack.
It's got hands.
With pubes and hands and a
it's
fucking
touching kids.
A Pete Rose haircut.
What is going on?
So one of you has to put that on the Facebook right now.
What the fuck is wrong with this? And yeah, then, since we don't have Wi-Fi passwords, we can't do this.
Does this? What is wrong with them?
I mean, look at the little kids petting it. Look.
And its name is Mr. Balls.
This is what I came out of?
Hi, children. I'm Mr. Balls.
Howdy ho.
I'm here to teach you all about testicular cancer.
Wow. That sounded like Colbert.
Oh, yes.
Do I look familiar, little girl? I was slapping up against your mama's butthole.
Uncle Paul?
Oh,
shit. Oh,
my God.
I like the girl in the purple right there next to him hulking out.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck is this?
She's like, double biceps for the nuts. This is twisted.
He kind of looks like an Oreo cookie or a chocolate chip cookie.
I like the fur little hairs all over
them. I know. They got to be curly hanging down there. Who fucking gets in that suit? Who's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
It's Brazil, bro.
I'll put stockings on my arms and, yeah, Mr. Balls.
They're getting a little jujitsu class for free to get in that fucking suit.
What do you think it would take to book Mr. Balls for our show?
What
the fuck, yeah, man?
Is Mr. Balls?
Ew, who would want to touch that?
This is hideous.
Jesus.
We should ask Brie about it.
What would she know?
Well, she's Brazilian, isn't she?
She's Brazilian. Like the cheese.
My name's Bree.
Bree, welcome back.
I don't even know what to say.
Like, I don't know. I saw it and I was like, okay.
There's no point.
Yeah. It's just a huge ball sack.
No, there is a point, and it's to raise awareness for testicular cancer.
It has teeth. It has two big teeth.
It does. Big chompers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Two.
And the thing is, where it is, like, it would just have a dick over its face all the time.
Well, that's why if you see, like, the skin tone's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, it's like a little slope where the shaft would go.
Why are people posing with it and like, touching
it's
it?
Fucking hysterical.
Why does it have such a shitty
it's
haircut?
Not Mickey Mouse. You know, it's a it's fucking
oh, it is
Dickie
Mickey Mouse.
Scrotum.
Mickey Mouse.
It's a scrotum.
Oh, it's a scrotum shit. With a smile.
Oh.
You know what? Give me a Sharpie. I'm just going to do that.
That's Bugs Ballsy. All right. Oh. All right. You know what would make this even better, though, is if it had, like, Asian slanty eyes.
Oh, man. Oh.
Just look at it. Just look at it.
Yeah. Or they should make him Mr. Shafty, and he just jumps on top of him.
Now, here's
and
the
then
question.
They walk away together.
Now, what nationality do you think that ball sack is?
It looks a little Brazilian olive to me.
It looks Italian to me.
I'm going with, like, Jewish, man.
Jewish.
But they really, like,
what's because it's got, like, the Jew curl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the fucking bottom of the right
straight from Tel Aviv, man.
Here's the question, Kev. Is that ball sack bigger than yours?
No.
Hold on. Let me look at one of the girls' hands holding it.
Yeah.
It might be bigger, but it's definitely not as elastic.
Not that, nearly as much elasticity.
That is true, yes.
A lot of fluid in those nuts.
It's got a cancer. So, yeah.
It's got two tumors for cheeks. And, like, look at the detail. Like, they actually, like,
It's
made it
gross.
Like a skin tone and
texture.
You know what that kind of looks like is...
It looks like old balls, too. It's not like a young...
No.
It's old man balls.
It looks like the old fucking chicken nugget people.
Yes.
Except
from McDonald's.
With pubes all over it.
Yeah.
If you drop it on the floor and pick it up, it goes from chicken nuggets to Mr. Balls.
I don't know if my balls look that. From testicular cancer, I think I wouldn't mind having it.
Yeah.
That's how big
they you can, like, talk to him, like, yo, what's up,
exactly.
Balls?
You can have a conversation with it.
Howdy, Mr. Balls. Well, hello there.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Actually, you know what? If you don't actually look at it as a sack and just, like, a big gullet neck, kind of looks like Derek with hair.
Yeah. With hair.
Hit with a bad wig.
Yeah. It could just be a bad, like, Jay Leno float.
Hey, guys, welcome to my podcast.
Hello. He's got the fucking cleft chin. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, I said that before.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I can't listen to all four of you at once, okay?
So you,
I said that when nobody was talking. Yeah, he only has two ears.
Have any of you guys ever dressed up your balls before?
I will now.
Define dressed up the balls.
Well, like, you know, painted it a different thing.
Painted it?
Or done anything else with the strap.
Now, Steve.
What?
You have done the TV wrestling clown gimmick. So you can't tell me you didn't take that face paint and do a little doodle.
Do a little doodle
on
your
doodle?
Put a
little red nose on there?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, because my testicles are the size of Tic Tacs.
Wow.
Well, what about the rumor? You didn't dress up the rumor?
No, the rumor's too beautiful.
I did once...
here we go.
write property of, and then
a line?
The girl who I was seeing... At the time.
Who was
just
this?
Just to surprise her. I don't name names.
Just in case.
In sexually explicit situations, I do not name names.
No.
But her initials are Matt Luongo.
Nice initials.
Matthew L. No, sorry. M. Luongo.
We gotta go back and bleep out the name.
Yeah, bleep this.
Yeah, exactly. No, but there was this one girl that... I wasn't even doing anything with her, nothing. And Kev and Steve know me. I'm the guy in the fucking locker room that has my dick out the whole time. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Him and Sean go back and forth.
So on Saturday, can I get some locker room access?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll never look. She's like, I don't care. She's like, if you're in the room and I see anything getting dropped, I have my eyes closed. I was like, what if I dressed up my dick like Pikachu? Because she loves Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
She
did
walks.
You make your balls a Pokeball?
I made my balls Pokeball.
You did.
And the tip of my head, it made it look like Pikachu with the lightning bolt gunning down my shaft. Wow.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
Did you take pictures?
Maybe.
Give him the Wi-Fi access so we can send
I'll
it.
I'll give it to you. Oh, my God.
I did, and I have referenced this before. I was at the tanning salon, and I put the goggles on my dick.
Oh, yeah?
And I sent it to my wife as a spoof, which she, decided to show Kev and Cannibal and all them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this, but my husband's little penis.
Little penis. You can't say it was cold in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
With how big my balls are and how stubby my pecker is,
oh, no.
if I had to pick a Pokemon, it'd be Squirtle.
I don't know any Pokemon characters, so I can't.
Don't worry, baby. This isn't my final form.
I don't get it. Yeah,
I hate tanning. But have you ever done like the Playboy Bunny ears or anything when you've gone tanning before?
Oh, they give you those little impressions you can put on?
Or anything?
Never.
No. That's too Guido for me.
Too Guido for you?
That's too Jersey Shore for me.
Is that where they get them
from? I mean, I have looked at them, and there's like rolls of them you can just tear and go in.
They give you those like,
just like a sticker
butterflies
sheet?
And like lips and like goofy shit, and you just stick it on you.
I've seen girls doing that on the beach.
Yeah.
But
yeah, bitches.
I think it looks trashy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially Playboy Bunny.
No, Playboy Bunny ain't terrible on a girl with a nice body.
Nope.
Right above her puts.
You just put your thumb right over it. Yeah, we got Squirtle on the. There he is.
That's Kev representing right there.
Kev's wiener.
What kind of noise does Squirtle make?
It just says Squirtle.
What part of Squirtle?
They all just say their names, right?
Is that what it is?
What part of Squirtle is your sack?
Yeah. The body?
The whole
Squirtle.
So you have
Squirtle would have to give him about 400 pounds of body.
So whoa. if you put like a little diglet on his head, that would be
you'd be like the final form of Squirtle, where he has like the biggest body but like the smallest tail.
Wow.
Okay, that works.
Can you pull up some other characters? Because I'd like to relate.
Let's see if we can. Oh, here we go. This is getting a little closer to. A little closer to Kev there. I don't know. This is just some fan-made.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, you got to be careful with fan-made Pokemon shit. It gets weird.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and say 96% of them are Asian artists.
Is there Pokemon porn? Tell me this.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't this one?
I know nothing. Yeah, I know nothing about
midget
Pokemon.
But can go right into Pokemon porn.
Is that Squirtle?
Bulbasaur.
It's Bulbasaur.
How do you know the names of these?
That's the only one I know. Other than Pikachu.
My brother.
Because it's a cool name.
My brother and cousin were huge. They collected the cards.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
We were a little old for that.
Yeah, Bulbasaur sounds like a metal band. Yeah,
we were like Dungeons and Dragons.
Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Magic the Gathering with her.
I would go ahead and say Steve's penis probably looks like Charmander.
Wow.
Pull up Charmander.
Okay.
I hope you're right. Charmander. I want a pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, because Charmander's pretty cool.
There we go.
You got fire coming out of the tip.
You got fire tip.
Yeah, man.
Nice. I think if I... Mine would probably be Psyduck. It always hurts.
I have no idea what that one is.
Starting to get an erection. It hurts.
How's that spelled?
P-S-Y. Duck.
Psy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It just looks like Derek.
Yeah, just put a little duck bill on it, and there it is.
Yeah. Fucking shit.
Just fucking walks around with a headache all day.
Yeah, that's great.
And that, my friends, is the extent of my Pokemon knowledge.
That's it.
Every reference I just made, that's it. I got
the only
out.
One I know is Pikachu.
Yeah, because that's
it's a star.
I know the kid's name.
It's the Hogan of fucking
Ash,
Pokemon
right?
characters.
Make up one Hogan. For me. Make up one for me, Kev. Which one?
Oh come on,
God.
I don't know.
Wait. I have no idea what my dick looks like.
Oh,
I've never seen.
Are you kidding
it.
Me? I'm fucking married now. It's a huge bush.
Oh shit!
I've never seen my dick either because it's always buried in pussy.
Wow!
It looks like the weeds that the Pokemon come out of.
Yeah. What? It looks like that big cloud one. I don't know what the fucking name it is.
Oh fuck! I knew this.
It's like smoke something.
Oh, I know what Matt's would be.
Right?
Matt's would be a Snorlax.
Snorlax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
just
god!
Fucking laying there.
No, we're talking about his penis, not him.
that's me apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking weak and fucking tired.
A wild Snorlax appears in Matt's pants.
Snorlax.
A big, giant, feeble little penis.
Literally, Pokeballs.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh. I'll take it.
Anyway.
All right.
It's
I'll take it.
I'm going to find one.
Somebody we're all a big fan of.
Oh.
Birthday.
I want to hear.
Danielle Fishel.
Who?
Ah.
Danielle Fishel.
Oh. Now they got a new show coming out.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Boy meets world again and then has a girl or something. I don't know.
Yeah, boy knocks up girl and then meets other girl.
Oh, my God. They should have done that. Boy knocks up girl. They have a, is it a girl? A little girl they're doing now?
Yeah.
Are they calling it Girl Meets World?
I don't really know. You could probably IMDb it.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got a huge tits.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it when she did Pants Off, Dance Off.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, she
is
did
this,
that?
Is this on the YouTube?
No, she was the host of Pants Off, Dance
Off. Oh, no, Jodie Sweetin.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
That's Wrong fine. We can talk about Jodie Sweetin. Yeah, that's all you want.
Now, who's Jodie Sweetin?
Stephanie from Full House.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No. They both did it.
Oh, they both did it?
Yes. No, Stephanie did it first.
Oh.
And then Topanga did it
next. I didn't know that. I thought it was like
done. It's because Stephanie went back to meth.
Oh.
How rude.
Yeah.
You know,
I popped
too
them,
rude.
It took an hour, but I popped them.
You know, I heard.
You know what it was? I got to get the feel. Because the first time that the two were dudes in the show. Steve didn't say one fucking word.
Wow.
When? What?
When he...
No, you know what it was? I was invited onto his Rabblecast show because he couldn't make it.
Which we should promote, by the way. I don't think we've even mentioned it, really.
I'll promote it later. It's okay.
But when I went there, I wasn't sure. Like, no one explained to me. Mike wanted me to go there and be how I'm being now and make jokes, insults, funny, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know. I didn't want to go on there and disrespect the show. You know, I didn't want to make fun of wrestlers.
Maybe you should have listened to the show before you went on.
No, I have.
Hey, look.
I have, but I didn't want
to. I listen to the fucking show here and promote it every single show.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at us. Bunch of assholes.
We
promote a different wrestling podcast.
I didn't want to disrespect the show or say something stupid that can get him in shit.
No, that's all right.
I kind of just held off. I held back.
Podcast, man. They're like the Wild West. You can do whatever you want.
Right, here we go. I found my cock.
You
no.
No.
No. Yeah, right.
Charizard.
No.
Fucking wings on it.
So what's the representation of it? Does it smell so bad you can't even get near it?
Yeah.
That's some bravado he's got there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what?
There's two more famous chicks who have birthdays today.
Oh, really?
Nikki Oceans.
Yes.
Is that a porn star?
Oh, fuck.
It is his birthday.
Yeah,
it
is. Yes. Brooke Hogan.
Oh, ooh,
dude.
Does anyone know how old Brooke Hogan is?
I'm going to guess.
20. What would her penis look like?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm going to
say. Like,
did you see the porn?
I'm going to say 26.
That he did?
Yeah.
She's definitely mid-20s.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, you did. No, damn straight. Did anybody watch? Sorry to talk about porns again. No. Batista's daughter. Did anybody watch that?
What?
Wait, what?
Batista's daughter?
Yeah, Batista's daughter.
I think I saw
like
the
a
clip,
legit one or like
a clip
stolen.
Of it made World Star Hip Hop.
What?
And
what?
I saw it.
Yeah.
Batista's daughter?
Yes.
Is she hot?
No.
Oh. All right.
I've never seen her.
I'd fuck her over Brooke.
Hang on.
Really?
Yep.
You just tore a tore. Hole in the fabric of time.
Hold on a second, guest. I have something to tell you.
Hey, professional comedians.
Anyway, I'm going to have to look her up.
Yeah, is she 26? That's what I'm guessing.
How old is she?
How funny was that Hogan porn, though?
Oh, no, yeah, brother.
He's like, no, I just had a sandwich, brother. I don't know if I was going to get it up.
I just loved it. Like, as soon as he was done, he's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. So I'll catch you later.
Yeah.
The one we saw, like, the clip, like, there was, like, someone had cut the camera and then redone it. So it was like,
you couldn't see anything.
Boop. Oh, there they are.
Yeah. So yeah, literally, he got up and he was just like, oh, man, I ate so much food. Ugh.
Is that her? I don't know. I'm not finding any.
So Brooke Hogan, I would say 26 as well. Matt?
Who?
Mid-20s, 25.
Okay. Yeah, it's close, yeah.
Steve?
What, is she 24?
29.
Brooke Hogan, 25.
Okay.
25. As is Adele. Whose birthday is also today.
She's 25, too?
Yeah.
I thought she was older than
that. She's a fat pig.
Or actually, I thought she was younger than that.
She's a big piggy lady.
I used to have Adele. Now I have an Asus.
Yeah.
All right, good
it's
one.
Cute.
That's a computer.
I'm just finding lots of pictures of Batista.
Fire and rain and
What's it? What's his daughter's name?
Brooke Hogan.
I believe her name's Cuntmouth Batista.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, is he really typing that in?
What?
What's the name of the porn?
Nope, just more pictures.
Oh, yeah, just more pictures.
I'm sure if there is anything on the internet, it would be under Batista's daughter.
I just looked that up.
Yeah. Nothing really?
I'm pretty sure it's on World Star Hip Hop if you want to take that trip.
Oh, boy.
I love World Star Hip Hop. I love when they show big fat black kids knocking out.
Oh, he has two daughters.
Other fat kids.
Athena and Kailani. Kailani.
Kailani sounds like the one that's getting fucking double teamed.
Double teamed.
Did you see the porn?
Yeah.
Is there like a facial and shit, or is it just like you can't tell what's going on?
You can just tell that she's just getting fucked.
Yeah, I see. I always picture looking like Filipino.
Like a hidden camera kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Type in Batista's daughter video.
Wasn't that the one where like the camera's in like the corner of the room and it's her and a guy and it's kind of shot from far away?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just all blown him and she's just like...
Batista's, is that what it sounded like?
Batista's daughter.
Dude, all this like porno talk has done nothing. When Kev did that, I got a little twinge in my penis.
Yep. Okay. World star.
We want to watch it, but the Ustream can't.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to mute.
Yeah, I really can't put this up.
It's kind of like the Kim Kardashian
She's porn. Yeah, she's consenting. She saw the camera and everything.
Yeah.
Who does that? I mean, come on.
Somebody with daddy issues.
I swear I'll never.
Oh, look at her go to town.
Yeah.
See, you can't even see the entry.
Oh, there you go.
What a bummer. There.
What a bummer.
Good little hand action there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
She's a good sport.
Mm-hmm.
So. She fucking don't know what she's doing either.
She learned from her daddy.
She's got a little two finger grip with the pinky out.
Yep. Pinky out. She's fucking posh. All right,
that's it. Time to jerk off.
You want to turn that off next time?
See you.
Yeah, this might be the worst video I've ever seen.
It's pretty lame.
It is. Oh, there she goes. She goes on her belly now.
Yeah. Oops.
What's going on, buddy?
Uh-oh.
Careful.
Everything is obscured by, like, the sheets and stuff. Very,
yeah.
Very poor camera work here.
Yeah.
Steve's falling asleep in that chair.
It kind of reminds me of watching an indie show. We have the one static camera shot from
Oh, wow. She's getting... Fuck.
And like the ring post gets in the way of all the spots.
Oh, dude, my friends, everybody went to WrestleMania this year. I didn't buy a ticket or anything. Yeah. My friend spent like $300 on their tickets.
Oh, man.
Right where they were sitting. Decent seats. That fucking, those four big beams that was holding everything up. Right down the middle of the fucking ring.
I was worried about that.
All you saw was just a half and half.
I took my cousins.
Take it from behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I took my little cousins and their father and them that we all went to WrestleMania, and I was kind of worried about that, but I figured where I picked them, because you can't really know before you go there, you know, how they're going to have that set up, and when we walked in, I was just like, oh, God, thank God. I was just worried we were just going to have the post, right? You wouldn't probably have been able to see the ring at all.
Nah, they didn't see the shit. So they spent $300 looking at a fucking big screen TV.
But they were part of something.
Yeah, they were there just to sit there and watch the big screen. And
part of Fandangoing, so...
Are you leaving too?
Everyone
leaving?
No, I turned Steve's microphone off.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So anyway, yeah, that was very,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Squirtle.
Uneventful, yeah. Let's go back to Pokemon.
Ah, there we go. Oh, that's not porn.
I don't get where the whole Pokemon thing came from, like the resurgence.
I think it didn't really go away.
No, it went into hiding. Now it's like all over the place again.
Yeah,
but with like, you know, 20 some odd year old kids.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, they grew up with it and then they kind of put it in the back of their head and now all of a sudden they're like,
eh. What are we talking about?
Pokemon still.
Who?
Pokemon still.
What the fuck? How do we back up Pokemon?
Because you left and you just sucked
all
the
porn. We were talking about blowjobs.
You sucked all the
blowjobs.
You sucked all the sexy out of the room.
Huh.
And all right. So we went back to Pokemon.
I'm fucking hungry.
I got some blowjobs.
All I've eaten today was this little salad.
That's it? All day?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had a little bit of carrots.
Little
dude,
bit
Kev is like skyrocketed with his physique. I got to catch up.
Yeah, he's looking good.
It's fucking hard. Good.
Just be fucking Laurel and Hardy.
Well, listen, you know what the hardest part is? Is that he's 25 and I'm 32.
Yeah, it's like, I swear to God, as soon
well,
as
look
I
at
hit
Demolition.
70 and 65.
Yes.
Wow. Dude, I fucking hit 25. As soon as I hit 25, that's when I started getting the fucking gut.
Yep.
Didn't matter how much I fucking worked out or anything.
Yeah.
Got the Your gut. Body takes care of you up to 30. After 30, you got to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You should always take care of it.
But you remember, you ever see Kevin, what he looked like when he first started?
No, yeah. When he was...
Yeah, I've known Kevin for probably like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, Kevin just, I don't know. You can ask
Kevin.
He just
looks great.
Shh, guys, he's here.
You can ask Kevin. Like, for the first time that I saw him and how he worked and moved in the ring, I was just like...
Oh my god, I'm getting boner again.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the only thing not fair is he didn't prep for this.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that back.
Damn.
It's a shame you weren't.
I'm
going
to start going to his gym.
You know what I'm more jealous of? That'd be our gym. You know what I'm more jealous of? The tan. It's perfectly even.
He's a little red in the cheeks.
No blemishes.
I think he's getting kind of embarrassed right now. Actually.
Yeah, I think
Do you still have your own tanning booth at home?
I have a tanning canopy, yes. I do not use it, though. It is in my attic because I have no place to actually stage it in my house.
Well, tell the woman to get rid of the shoes.
Plus, the bulbs are fucked up, ain't they?
No. I mean, they could use new bulbs, but it still works fine.
I remember I asked Kevin when he still had it operational. I'm like, yo, do you mind if I come by and tan? He's like, yeah, you got to go in it for like a half an hour.
Well, it only tans one side, so you have to tan for the full time, which is 20 minutes, and then roll over and do another 20 minutes.
It's a stand-up, right?
You could stand up.
Yeah, you could
like stand up, sit down one.
Because I remember being stood up at the wrestling school.
Dude, I remember my family had a tanning salon for like a year and a half.
Oh, I want that case. 7-Eleven, right?
The worst fucking case. It just falls right out. The fucking...
That's nice.
Nice sweet, to look at.
But yeah, any of the rubber or silicone cases? Yeah, no, complete garbage.
The worst.
Yeah, I got a Stormtrooper one, and I instantly fucking threw it out.
Let me guess, you spent like $30 on it, too.
Yep, and I spent another $30 to get the hard one.
Jesus, I can taste that.
Yeah.
$30 to get the hard one.
Tastes like carrots?
No, it's the bar pie from last night.
It was all I've eaten all day on bar pie last night.
Oh, that was brutal. I mean, it was good, but there was like cheese galore. It was hellacious, the amount of cheese on there.
Mm.
That's my new word, by the way.
Hellacious?
Yeah.
Cheese?
No, I was playing Call of Duty.
With how many 12-year-olds?
I don't know.
That
but,
had sex with your mother.
She's dead, bro. Dude, the shit talk on that is so fucking hilarious. Especially when you're playing with people that you know that are shit talking. Like, I've been playing with Fast Eddie, Franken. Fucking great. The shit he says.
You want to know the last game system I bought?
Let's guess. We love guessing.
PlayStation.
No.
I'm going to say PS2.
Genesis.
Nope.
Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nintendo 64 is the last game system I have ever bought.
Well, Sega CD.
I just got...
I own a Sega CD.
I just got the Xbox, so my goal, like, it's new, so it's like I'm the first person I ever owned it attitude.
Yeah,
you know?
Like next week the Xbox 720 is coming out.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. Because I have kids that are young... I was like refused to get anything awesome because they'll break it.
Yeah.
So I had gotten a Wii and they broke it twice where I had to send it to Nintendo to get them to fix it, which they did for free.
They knew your name.
But then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I just got rid of it.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Yeah, no. GoldenEye was the farthest I went for first shooter. That's it.
Still don't have anything?
No.
No?
Fuck no.
No interest?
No interest at all.
I got up to Super Nintendo and then I stopped until I got... a PS2 when it went down to $100.
So you got like the little tiny one?
No. Well, actually, I got it a week before it went down to $100. So I paid full price. Like literally, I got it. I'm like, all right, PS2. And a week later, they're like, $99. I'm like, nice.
Yeah, but you got them all now.
Yeah, now I got them.
I started collecting old systems again a couple years ago.
I have a Super Nintendo and a Nintendo upstairs and games.
That's all I got.
I'll take them off your hands if you don't want them.
I want them.
Okay.
I got
I'm not
the,
using them, but I want them.
I got the original Sega CD, Nintendo, Game Boy, Game Gear. Like, that's all I have.
I had Game Gear.
Dude, I love just sitting on the fucking toilet and playing Tetris for hours.
Yeah.
Like, I took a shit for like 2 seconds, and then I'm on there for 2 hours, and I can't fucking feel my legs.
Yeah.
I'm hooked on Candy Crush.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal.
I'm not even that good at it.
You know what? It's a work. There's no strategy involved.
No. It's pure luck.
They give you, well, every once in a while, they'll let you get 5-6 stages, and then they'll nail you for a week of fucking not giving you anything to complete the stage.
I was on this one board, like 58 or something, mm-hmm. or 59, for 2 weeks. Finally, today, last night, I beat it, because I happened to get one of those big candy bombs mm-hmm. and a striped on top of it, like within the first like 3 moves. So it just wiped like the whole board out.
You can strategize to a certain extent. Like,
I can tell that it likes items. You to do. If you just work from the bottom, it'll take care of the top for you.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, because there's not a lot of colors. Some stages only have like 4 colors, so you're more likely to get like the bonus, you know, bonus items or you know, chains and stuff like that. You can force like the exploding one and the horizontal or vertical one to get the triple, and those usually clear out a lot. So if you basically play like that every game, you should win.
I have no idea what fucking game you guys are talking about.
It's an app.
Yeah, you know like Bejeweled?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like Bejeweled, that, yeah. But it's slow. It's move-based.
You're not timed.
You're not timed.
All right.
Some stages you are.
But for the most part, 9 out of 10 stages.
I'd actually prefer to have the time once.
Yeah, they're easier.
Yeah, you just got to get up to a certain point.
I fucking play bingo on my phone.
Nice. I just play with a Rubik's Cube when I'm on the shitter.
Yeah.
I still
haven't beaten it.
Have you seen the guy that can juggle?
Yes.
Yeah. And do the Rubik's Cube?
And I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
CGI.
It's
fake.
Have you seen this?
No.
I studied the video. I think it's legit.
No, it's physically possible. The only thing you have to really move... Like, do you know how Rubik's Cube works?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a box and...
You
can always solve it, so...
Yeah, yeah. You just work on the outside and everything in the middle goes together.
Mm.
So...
But you can see him, like, if you go frame by frame, you can see when the cubes like partially turn and stuff like that. So that'd be pretty hard to do. I can see if it was perfectly flat every time, because you could just take the Rubik's cube and make every side a solid color.
The second one down.
This is when he actually juggles the 3 of them.
Yeah. So you could say it's definitely legit, but it's friggin' awesome.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra.
Yeah. All right. He has a head cam right here. I'm pissed that TNA started doing it, because I literally got one of those cameras to have on my head so I could wrestle.
Oh,
and then a week before I was going to do it, TNA started fucking...
They do that?
Do referees. Referees have the head cams now. Only during the X Division matches. That's it. Because nobody calls anything in the ring. There's just spot, spot, spot.
So here he goes. Juggling
away. Was he moving them with his thumbs and stuff?
Yeah, he's just like doing little twists every time he catches one. It takes him about 5 minutes, but he solves them all, and he's juggling them. So not only do you need to be able to juggle.
Now, can you tell me what race this kid is?
Oh, yeah, Chinese.
Oh, he's got to be Asian.
Yeah.
He's got to be Asian.
It could be Russian.
He's Indian.
Hello.
He's Indian?
Okay. Fucking goddamn it. So what you're saying is those were used in the Boston bombings?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, too soon. I know, Matt. He's not Indian. I get it.
It's funny. I always think it's funny because every time we do bring up like an Indian thing, Steve does like to go towards the
terrorists,
even though they're not.
I know. They're just funny.
Did anybody?
It's about 5 minutes. It takes.
Yeah. Did anybody here see Iron Man 3 yet?
No. I want to see it.
I do too.
I've heard a lot of very poor.
Does he have a new outfit? The red, white, and blue one.
That's the.
It's a different.
Yeah. No. It's like it pisses me
no
off.
No spoilers, please.
Anything's in trailers.
Yeah. Everything's in trailers already. I'll say, but in the comic books. The Patriot Guardian was never Tony Stark. It was... who's the guy? Fuck, who's Green Goblin?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know you're talking about, yeah.
Osborn.
In the rear with the gear.
Because they were part of the Dark Avengers. Yeah. And Norman Osborn was like... All the Avengers went into hiding, and he became Iron Man. But he was the Patriot Iron Man. But in the movie, it's not Tony Stark. It's,
they're not ready to...
Well, there's a bunch of them,
they're
right?
Really...
Wow.
They're really hesitant on bringing Spider-Man into the loop.
Well, here's the thing. Spider-Man can't be in the loop yet because Universal still owns the movie rights.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, wasn't the whole purpose of putting out that piss-poor Spider-Man that they just did so that they could hold on to the rights?
Yeah, no. They put out shit. They don't care how bad the fucking movies are. They just want to keep the rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Marvel Studios owns some of the Marvel stuff, and Fox owns the rest, apparently. So, like, we got a really long time before we see any real crossovers with that?
Yeah, no. We're never going to see
it. I can smell it. Yeah, no, I can. Yeah. I can. I smelled it before.
We're Disney or something, right?
Yeah, no, Disney yeah. owns everything now besides
the world.
Yeah,
except like real X-Men right. stuff, right?
I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking 29 years old, and I just went to Disney for my one-year
really?
Anniversary.
Okay, cool.
And thank you. Woo. I know I made it a year, so I know the rest of my life's going to be hell. but it was fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm 29 years old, and I had like probably more fun than I did in fucking Vegas. I'm not going to lie. Hands down.
It's just made for fun. Anybody.
It really is. But like,
did you go on a Small World ride?
I got stuck in the Small World ride.
Oh, that was
terrible.
No, we got stuck in a Small World ride. It didn't bother me because it was a different language where we were, so I really don't understand what they're saying. But dude, you get stuck.
He's a Swedish chef.
You get stuck because they're very handicapable with putting retards and handicapped people on the fucking rides.
Oh, yeah. I hate it. I hate it. Go ahead.
What's wrong with retard people?
I'm going to take a group excuse.
No, nothing. Yeah, me and Derek went to Great Adventure, and we were online for fucking 4 hours for the front row of the Batman ride.
Yep.
And right when we were about to get up, here comes the kid. They had to wheel him up front. Fuck him. He gets to sit down fucking 4 hours.
Don't want with Batman.
You want to hear a funny thing?
I do.
Oh, you want to hear a really funny thing?
Yes.
I have a Special Olympics medal.
Yep.
Swear to God.
Participant?
Or participant.
What?
Who'd you beat up to steal?
No one.
Give me that kid.
I didn't fucking beat anybody.
I tipped over so many wheelchairs to get this.
When we went to school, they didn't have like support classes or special, like you know what I mean, classes for kids that couldn't read or write. I was dyslexic. Like I read everything
backwards.
You can't
backwards, even
say it.
Yeah, what a horrible word for that.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the guy with no legs that just gets shoved at the front of the line.
He fucking served for our country. How do you know that? No,
he's 13.
You never know. Hey, it could have happened in Boston.
Wow.
But this was like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay. Then I
got nothing.
No, but back then when we were going to school, like early 90s, late 80s, I got stuck in those, like I had to go to a special school.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of dyslexia?
Because you were dyslexic.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who's dyslexic as well, and he does a lot of web work.
Continue.
Oh. I didn't want to step on it.
In case we had to isolate the audio, you don't want to talk over it.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been a really good one, and Derek might have passed out, and we need that.
Yeah. That you'll smell.
He does a lot of web work. Also, went to Iron Mike Sharp's for a little while. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting note. He is dyslexic, and I'll be looking at some of his websites, and I'll be like, yo, I got to talk to you. I'll be like, he'll be like, oh, no, please. He's like, I need all the help I can get.
Like when
it's bad.
Are you talking about
it's
Web bad. Monster?
No.
Like when Eugene came out, the character, I was just, and he beat Kurt Angle for like the title, the Olympic gold medal.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to fucking do this on the Indies. I was like, I got to like defend my Special Olympics gold medal.
Okay,
Wait, you didn't tell us how you got it.
Were the games like magazine?
No,
I don't.
Was it like a spelling bee or like
not what? Drooling?
It was a potato sack race.
There was actually other kids on his feet.
I got
because it's not fair.
I got a gold medal in the 50-yard dash.
Oh shit. How fucking rigged is that shit? That's horrible.
Yeah, it's like that Johnny Knoxville
Wait,
movie. That
no,
was you.
Actually, high five. You beat the kid with three legs.
No, I think it was the 50-yard dash, and then I did the 100-yard dash, and I did shot put, and it wasn't javelin.
Yeah, we get it. You did everything
because
you could.
How are you allowed to compete in the Special Olympics?
They do it at the racetrack, and instead of the rabbit, they put a bag of Cheetos.
I do want to see a gooned-up retard throwing a fucking javelin. That would be awesome.
Somebody took my javelin. It
somehow goes right through
But then you got Mike here that's fucking in shape.
I'm not even going to lie. There's some events I didn't win.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you go into this thinking like, man, I'm going to fucking rape
you're like, I'm going to fucking...
Yes! Dude, I was like fucking 8 or 9 years old, and I was just like, all I want to do is win a medal. And then like, when you're at school, like that Monday, like it happened on the weekend, and then you're at school on Monday, and they talk about who won the medals. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was just like, fuck, I'm the fucking retard kid in school.
Congratulations to Mike Quest.
No. I'm going to change his name now. It's now Mike Phelps.
Yeah.
But those retards, they got a lot of time on their hands, so they were training pretty hard.
Yeah,
they also
have
a lot. That's all they have to live for.
They also have a lot of like Cheeto dust and drool on them.
You got to think about the little obsessive things that they do that strengthen
instead
the muscles.
Of, like the talc powder, they have Cheetos. And, yeah. All right. yellow dust.
Performance enhancing Cheeto balls.
Yes.
No, I believe the performance answer is the extra chromosome.
Yes.
That's an advantage, right there.
You got to be tested for extra chromosomes.
That's why they have different Olympics.
They are stronger.
Just because I was in those classes, that's why I was allowed to compete.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't matter. Well, that's how it was back then. They didn't have these classes where
they
had extra
but
teachers.
But that's not like
because you're dyslexic.
That's not special.
Nobody knew how to do it. I
just want to say this.
You can't even say it.
Dyslexics are people poo.
Yeah.
People poo.
That was a bumper sticker.
Uh-huh. That's terrible.
Wow.
And I know a guy who volunteers every year at the Special Olympics.
Good for him.
He doesn't even have a medal.
Yeah, he walks around and he cleans his drool off their fucking chins.
Pretty much.
Look, everybody
gets a guy in the fucking the jack booths
everybody,
in New York.
Everybody gets a fucking ribbon. All right?
Everybody does.
Yeah. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a little medal saying they competed. Mm-hmm. But
so nobody's special.
Yeah, nobody's really special.
It's not the Special Olympics.
No,
it's the Liberal Olympics.
I got a fucking fucking gold medal in Special Olympics.
So wait, I'm more curious now to find out which ones you lost.
Yeah.
The benching.
Well, some of them have the retard
weightlifting.
Strength.
Yeah, no, the retard strength. I lost a javelin and discus.
Because you just cannot throw it as far as
I can fucking run. Yeah.
They don't even have to run. They just throw from where they're standing and it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's just default. They actually time to see how long it takes before it disappears from view.
What? The 50-yard dash where there are people in the stands with just like laser pointers.
Quest throws his and then fucking Lamar from fucking Revenge of the Nerds goes.
Lamar. Jesus.
Come on, calm down.
You don't need
I don't know what's worse, like sitting next to it or having to hear it.
Yeah. It just radiates in stereo.
Wait, you guys don't do that on your show?
We just started using headphones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you isolate the clip?
I thought he was going to say we just started farting.
Remember the one from like a month or two ago when Steve farted? And
yeah.
You were just looping it?
Yeah.
He was just playing the fart over and over again. I started getting sick. It was just like over and over and over again.
That was on the phone, right?
Was that?
That was on the phone I did that.
I actually got a text
you did
the
it in
other
our
day.
In our headphones after the show. Oh. You were just looping the fart over and over again. It was horrendous.
I don't think I saved it.
It was so bassy.
I have
deep.
A lot of files named fart. Like 12.
Let's hear one.
You wanna
fire one up?
I have a folder called farts.
This is we're.
All right,
we're
so
not
juvenile.
To hey, professional comedians, shut up. That was from the intro. Let's see what this is. It's looping.
Who was that?
I don't know. Fart 01.mp3.
Is that like an untuned bass?
Yeah.
These were you and me.
Oh, my God. Those are like 15 years old.
Yeah, these are old farts.
Those were recorded with the white microphone you used to get with your PC.
This is awesome. Play them all.
Wait, listen
this
to
is
this
for
sound,
my whole
How quiet. Carpet. Hang on. I'm going to turn the mics off so you can hear. I actually hear the asshole opening.
It's a little baby.
Dude, it's like...
Oh, my God. This might be good.
Record it.
Oh, that was with Vaughn in the background. Yeah.
Keep playing them.
You probably can't hear it on the show, but the last one was like somebody just tapped the mic with a pin.
How many more of these you got?
About three or four. It's real.
That was a ripper.
Where's Beth Gas?
Is somebody
this
farting
is
on a snare drum?
This is terrible.
It was a fart on a snare bowl. Drum.
This show has never been worse than this.
It's great.
Oh my God.
Oh. And then I actually have, I'm not going to play it, but The former aristocrat Pat used to carry around a handheld recorder, and he just recorded all his farts. And so he had like this whole tape of just him farting and yelling. He was just like, ah! I don't want to play because there's a lot of talking in between. It's like not show stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
The other night, I had farted during the shift. During the show on Friday night in this little like alcove thing on the side of the locker room where a couple guys are watching the matches from. So then I get a text from Fast Eddie Franken, right? And he sends me these stupid memes that he makes. So I'm like, why do you keep sending me these Eddie memes every time we text? And he put, I don't know, LOL, I'm sorry. And I put, haha. He put, I just thought you'd get a kick out of them. Oh, yeah. By the way, when you farted yesterday and walked away, I seriously almost vomited. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I put, nope, when did I fart? And he put, never mind, LOL.
Now,
I was telling Matt yesterday, I don't fart a lot because of my condition.
Well, he used to fart.
I used to fart a lot.
A lot.
But since I have some stomach issues, I can't because I can't trust it. Because I might spray paint my shorts. But lately, I've been squeezing some out.
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record it, but I was standing over here, and I was just like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, no, wait. And, you know, I just like, and my son was sitting on the couch, and he's never really heard me fart. So he just like looked at me like, what? And I was just like, was that you? He's like, no. I actually shocked my son because I farted. You would figure he'd be used to it.
No, at this point, he probably had no idea what a fart was.
No, he does. Yeah. He knows what it is. It's got nasty ones. He does.
Nothing is more disgusting than a child farting.
Oh, my God.
No, what's wrong with that?
Because it like does smell really bad.
Crayons
no,
and
not
M&Ms.
Always. It's hilarious when kids fart. Crayons.
Smells like a bag of pennies.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God.
My son will, like, he'll kick one out real quick. And I'm like, oh, you farted. And he'd be like, yeah, like you, Daddy.
Just like Daddy. What does your daddy do?
That? Whoa. All
right, well, we need to go into the second hour here.
Mm-hmm.
thank you, Mike, for coming by. Rabblecast, is that your website?
Yes.
.com?
No, actually, you can find us on Facebook at The Rabblecast. Follow us on Twitter, The Rabblecast. I'm not even going to mention where we do it on, but if you go there.
Ah, oh, so. Another network.
Another network.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wednesday nights.
RABBLE.
Yeah, it's Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. We do a 2-hour show. Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
Wrestling news and everything, and I'll be there most of the time.
Well, yeah. So please check them out.
And they just introduced farting.
Yeah, we.
No,
we're just now getting.
We've always
farted,
but now I can hear it on the headset.
Nice.
Now it'll radiate your ears,
which makes you appreciate it.
I used to fart on our old host's microphone all the time when he would walk away and fart on it and just leave it, put it back. He'd be like, "What the fuck's the smell?"
Were you here when we did the farts in space?
Yeah, I think so.
On the old show, because I got the echo on here, and we used to turn the echo up, and we would do farts in space.
No, I heard it. I wasn't.
Yeah, we would fart. And
well,
go,
do it because I got a fart. So put the echo on.
Do you?
Yeah. Hurry up, though.
It's not gonna. I can't.
Oh,
I lost my mic thing.
Yeah. Wow,
my mic. You gotta get me. I'll set it up for. I'm sure you'll fart again.
No, I don't think so. I quit.
Oh, you still farting, dude? Yeah, you. Nah, I quit.
The only thing I miss about Derek's farting. Was how he used to take the microphone off the stand because he did this thing. Yeah, he'd always do the exact same motion with untangling the microphone cord, and you knew it was coming.
Yep, I was so cocky about it.
Oh yeah,
what I liked about Derek's
that's
farts
why God took him away from
was
me.
The noises.
Yes, it was how disgusting.
It was so exotic.
It was like another world.
All right, we're getting ready for.
It was like
two.
A Brazilian fruit flower.
Let's get some deviled eggs.
Yeah, I'm fucking starving.
Aristocratsradio.com. Check out the Rabblecast on Facebook. Also, check us out on Facebook. And also, CWERadio.com.
CWE.
See you guys on Thursday.